Hey guys, welcome to the Kristen Daily Show. Today I want to talk about mindset and how you can really come out of this pandemic a whole lot better than what you were before it even began. So a lot of people are using anxiety and depression as a factor that, you know, they can't move forward. They can't do anything. They can't make their life better. Their anxiety is high because of this pandemic. And what it boils down to is these people are more than likely have their nose glued to the TV, which, as we all know, media is not always true on the TV, and they like to hype things up. So why not change your mindset as to, okay, I'm not going to allow this to hype my anxiety, and I'm not going to allow this pandemic to make me depressed. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to do something that's going to better my life, so when this pandemic is over, I can live a better life and not be worried about certain things. You know, maybe it's health, maybe it's money, maybe you want to move, maybe you just want a better lifestyle altogether, maybe you're not happy in your life, and that's why you're allowing all these life events to really bring you down. But you know, we have to change our mindset, because once you change your mindset as to, okay, I'm going to do this and this is how I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it within this time frame. You always want to have a time frame. You want to have that deadline. If you don't have a deadline for your things that you want to achieve in life, you're not going to get it. You're not going to make it. So, you know, a lot of people use life experiences that's going on, or life events, whatever you want to call it. You know, right now, my father-in-law is laying in his deathbed at the hospital. We can't go see him. The only thing we can do is trust that the nurses are telling us the truth, you know? And it's hard when you can't go see your loved one, but you have to think positive, and you have to put that positive energy out into the universe. You know, we got the call Thursday evening at 11:30 at night that he was on the way to the hospital again, and he had only been home 2 days from being released for a week, staying at the hospital for having a heart attack. They kept him a week, sent him home. He called 2 days later and is back in the hospital again, and this time he's on a ventilator and a machine that's pumping his heart, and his kidneys are failing. I mean, all of this stuff is going on. We went to bed Friday night, and my husband said, "I don't have a good feeling about tonight. I'm preparing myself. What do you think?" And I said, "No comment." And the reason why I said no comment is because that negative energy isn't going to make things better. The positive energy is what's going to make things better. And I told him no one can put a time on someone's life except for the Lord. The doctor told us he probably died tonight, which was Friday night. And it's now Tuesday night, and he's still alive, and he's doing much better. But he's probably doing better because we had people putting positive energy into the universe. I went to bed praying, say, "Lord, I know you're going to take care of this. I know you're going to make him better. You might keep him in the hospital a little bit longer, but I know things are going to work out." And by thinking that way, guess what? Saturday, we had a better update. Sunday, we had a better update. And with all this going on, I'm still working on my business. I used my business as a focal point as to, okay, just concentrate on your business, because this is what's going to help you at the very, very end. Not what's going on in life. You can't control that. You can't control your business. You can't control how you want your future to be. So you see, a lot of people will come to me and say, "I don't have time. I don't have money. I've got this so much going on in my life right now." Well, you know what? We all do. But when we start using these excuses and start using life events that's going on, we'll never get anywhere in life, because there's always going to be something going on in somebody's life. That is just life. It never stops. You hear people say, "God, I wish I could just catch a break for once in a while." It always is going to happen. But how you plan to get out of a situation, and how you plan to get out of this pandemic, and how you're going to become stronger at the end, and what you did to become stronger, you know, this pandemic is going to be in history books. It's going to be in, you're going to have movies. You're going to have all, what if you wrote a book about how you changed your life during the pandemic? Do you think people are not going to read that? Heck yeah, they're going to read that. They're going to want to know how you changed your life and what you did to do it. So don't use the pandemic as an excuse as to why you can't start something new to make your life better or to stop the anxiety and the depression. Get your mindset right. Go and listen to some personal development. That is going to get your mindset in the right direction. But you have to do it every day. So I listen to mindset and personal development podcasts while I'm getting ready. I'm a busy lady. I have a lot going on. But I do this every single morning when I'm getting ready, when I'm doing my hair, when I'm doing my makeup. I'm listening to personal development. That's one thing off of my bucket list that I have to do for the day. And I did it while I'm getting ready. You see, people say I don't have time to work on a business and message people. But, you know, do you not get breaks at work? When you're at a stoplight or if you're in traffic, what not a better time to message somebody? Or start a conversation. You don't have to end the conversation then, but at least you have it started. So when you get home, you can answer your messages. There's ways of doing this when you're a busy person. You know, all these millionaires out there, do you think they didn't have a busy life or life experiences that came up? Heck yeah, they had life experiences came up. This is what got them to where they're at today, because that was their biggest why. All right, guys, that's my message for today. I hope you guys got something out of that. I have a 8 o'clock meeting with my team, so I got to get off of here real quickly. But guys, you know, keep your chins up. You know, you got this. We're all going to come out okay, one way or another. But you need to figure out what the positive is going to be from this pandemic. What happened in a positive way during this pandemic, because that's what's going to help you. So with that being said, you guys have a wonderful night. I'm on the East Coast. It's almost 8 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast. So have a great night, day, whatever time you're listening to this. Just get your mindset right and know that I care about each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you. And, you know, you guys are my biggest supporters, and I love y'all. So have a good night.